Acupuncture uses needles that are inserted just a tiny, tiny bit into the body. So what are these needles made of? How big are they? And just how safe are they? Sue Kalichinska is an acupuncturist at Shenshakti in London.
Well, these days, needles are disposable and are made of stainless steel. They're very fine and they're very well fashioned so that they don't cause any pain on insertion. There are different sizes depending on which part of the body you're going to be working on. For facial acupuncture, you have very fine needles. If you're working, say, on the buttocks, obviously you'd need a slightly longer needle, a bit thicker, because there the chi, the energy, is flowing a bit deeper. So in order to be sure to have an effect, you need a slightly longer needle.
So how far do these needles actually go into you?
It varies on where you're putting them. It's a matter of a few millimetres. On the face, very shallow needling. On the hands and the arms, you might use what's called a half-inch needle, but only about a quarter of an inch at the most would actually go in. And it depends on the person for, how shall we say, slightly plumper areas as to how far. But I personally don't needle too deeply ever. You're always working in the fascia. The depth, ultimately, is not consistent for everybody, and you needle according to where you feel what we call the chi coming, the bite, if you like, on the needle.
And so the needles are in a different length. Are they different widths and everything as well?
Yes, you can get different widths. That can often be down to acupuncturist's preference as well. Perhaps in some places and some countries you might find people use thicker needles than others. However, certainly, as I say, for the face, when you're doing facial acupuncture, you need very fine needles. You don't need any more than that because the chi comes with very little stimulation. On the body, you might need 0.2 millimetres or 0.25 millimetres diameter needles, depending, again, on where you are. But we always aim for as fine as possible, as long as we get the chi moving.
Now, why is it that if you're actually poking a needle into somebody, and it is going in a little bit at least, that you're not drawing lots of blood and, you know, you're not ending up with all these sort of puncture holes looking all over you?
You're not breaking any blood vessels like you would do with a hypodermic needle. Also, there are no holes in them, so they're solid needles.
Now, if you do have acupuncture and you have, so you've got a little spot of blood or whatever afterwards, is that a bad sign? Is that something's gone wrong, or is it just one of those things?
Say you'd had an injury to a place and there was stagnation, you may well see a spot of dark blood coming out after you remove the needle, which is a good thing because that means it's releasing the internal stagnation, the internal bruising, if you like. There are actually occasions where you might wish to bleed points deliberately if a person was suffering with a high fever, for example. But it would only be a very few drops of blood. You're not talking a major hemorrhaging scenario here.
When you pull the needle out, is there a different process that you have to do? Like, it seems to me that sometimes you pull a needle out, you just pull it out, and other times you pull it out and sort of tap me afterwards. Why would there be a difference?
Yes. There's two major aspects of needling called tonification and dispersion, and a third one, which is even, which means you basically just needle and that's that. In terms of opening and shutting the points, if you wish to disperse something, if there's a blockage, if it's in that point or at that point along that meridian, you would leave the point open afterwards. And if you're trying to tonify and strengthen that particular meridian, you would close the point and use a swab to do that with. So to summarise, if you're tonifying or even method, you would close the point. And if you're dispersing, then you would leave the point open.
That's Sue Kalichinska from Shenshakti in London. For more information, see acupuncture-helps.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.